Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 26th of September, I'm looking at the next page already, and it's October, the second Sunday, where we end this forecast. Well, there are some things happening this week that should be, a good idea to know about. And one of them is Venus entering Libra on Thursday and Mercury going direct in Virgo on Sunday, the 2nd of October. You know, I kept thinking about the 2nd of October as I would be speaking to people. I was thinking something was going on in my life, and it was really that I just kept having that thought of Mercury going direct. Well, that also means that Mercury is slowing down in the week that we are speaking of. And just before I go into detail, I will tell you that this is going to be a week where Monday is probably one of the better days. We're going to have a very long, interesting, perhaps, hopefully a lot of this is in the outer world instead of our lives, time of challenges with Tuesday. We have one of the longest trips for a moon to get to its first aspect, and that is Tuesday through Thursday, where we start to come out of the challenging energies and move into two beautiful days, Thursday and Friday. And then after an early morning Saturday, we're back in challenge zone, all right, through the end of the week. But so you know, I'll give you the exact details now. Monday, we have coming off the new moon in Libra energy. We are waxing in light in the first lunar quarter phase, and we get a moon in Libra moving toward the trine to Mars in Gemini until 10:54 p.m. So we have a day where communications are definitely a good idea, making contact, putting things out there, if of course, it is something that's already in the works or something that's being repeated. Any of those RE words are appropriate. So you've got that day to network, to speak to people, find things coming to some agreement. And even though the sun is opposite the retrograde Jupiter in Aries until 3:33 p.m., where we may be inclined to overdo things, and Mercury retrograde in Virgo joins Venus in Virgo 1:59 p.m. So there is some harmonious energies and also some ideas of excessive energies. But once we get past the 3:33 p.m. opposition, we're not in that anymore. And so that's really the best time to do that communicating is after the sun has opposed Jupiter, because now you're in the realm of reality and you don't have some people wanting to discuss and other people, you know, just wanting to get somewhere else. You know, like, I'm sorry, I don't have time. You know, that kind of thing. Later, after 10:54, there's a quick aspect where the moon in Libra will trine retrograde Saturn in Aquarius, and that's 11:44 p.m. Eastern. So we have gotten a lot of information, and we may be pondering decisions that we've already made about the future. Maybe there are some things we want to change. Mercury in Virgo going trine retrograde Pluto in Capricorn at the time is helping us look at all the details, and Mercury and Virgo, very good at that. And so that energy of the Mercury energy ends at 8:56 a.m. on Tuesday. But meanwhile, once Moon in Libra left the trine to Saturn, it went into that monthly square to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn, and that's your morning in the Eastern time zone, because that completes at 12:21 p.m., and there are no authorities that are willing to listen at this point in time, so forget about it. And, you know, you could just keep it in yourself and know that Mercury will go direct and there'll be better aspects ahead, you know. So the moon is void of course in Libra, which is, you know, probably affording us a nice time to get back in balance and, you know, do some of that equinox experience of looking over things that, you know, we want to make some kind of effect in our future year coming. Maybe we are looking at some of the things that we're weighing and balancing, what should stay, what should go. In the first quarter, we're looking at where we're planting seeds. So this is appropriate. Moon enters Scorpio, 7:15 p.m., and this is that long trip. It goes all the way until Thursday at 3:49 a.m. for the moon in Scorpio to complete the opposition to retrograde Uranus in Taurus. So in the works, change. In the works, very different values. In the works, surprises in the outer world, in terms of finance, in terms of geophysical experiences. So we are not certain now. We can't be sure. So don't act as if you are between Tuesday and the very early morning on Thursday. Just let it start to come to pass. Let your intuitive energies, well, for the Uranian experience, go out there. Let your visioning energies go out there, but also pay heed to the fact that there are some deep Moon in Scorpio feelings and reactions that are there waiting to happen. And be aware of that. Don't be too certain of your footsteps at this point in time. So that is really your forecast for Wednesday. And Wednesday has no planetary aspects. The last one was the trine between Mars and Gemini to Saturn, retrograde in Aquarius, and that came in at 1:49 a.m. And that was in the evening energies also of Tuesday, where we wanted to talk about things with people. But again, making that thought that there isn't going to be some change happening isn't a good idea. Keep it fluid. Don't put it into cement. You know, that is my best suggestion. Early morning, Thursday the 29th, and even as this aspect is coming in exactly at the same time, just maybe seconds before the moon opposing Uranus and Taurus, Venus, ruler of Taurus, enters Libra. 3:49 a.m. It's kind of an interesting thing to do because we're talking about a very different values energy that's about to kind of come to some big moment, you know, some revelation or some separation. And here's Venus saying, I value harmony, cooperation, relating, beauty, you know. Well, she'll get on with it. But at this particular moment, the other energies are not very supportive. And the moon in Scorpio is going on to a square to Saturn in Aquarius at 4:57 a.m. So it isn't until we get past that, that the Venus in Libra energy that can actually begin to be even felt or experienced by the rest of us. Because we were too busy with that other stuff. Now, Venus entering Libra at this time is probably a really good thing for the world stage, because the putting the love of peace into the consciousness whether people know that Venus entered Libra or not, they are receiving the energies. And so we have so many things simmering out there. There's also the time of reckoning, as we may have discussed, or you may have read in the online forecasts that I do on Facebook, the Astrolessons page, which is a lot of information about the equinox. The reckoning time is here. The judgment, the Libra is the scales of justice. What can we do to bring them into balance and alignment? The equinox is looking at these issues, and also the last quarter of the solar year, Libra. Where is the authenticity? The karma becomes due in the last quarter. We've got to make some sort of peace. And sometimes that is called forgiving, not necessarily playing with them again, but forgiving because, you know, we all do stupid things, I guess. Now, you don't have to admit that. It's okay. You can resist that. But, you know, one of the things that we can understand is that we are humans, you know. So we can say forgive, and we can also focus forgiving ourselves, coming to balance within the self. There may be things that you're holding against you. You may not even notice it, but they're in those regrets that you have. That when you look at things in the past, because you're coming to the end of a solar cycle, you're looking towards the future, you can forgive yourself. Did you make a mistake? Is that possible? Do you forgive you? It's kind of an interesting time because bringing these things into balance in the Hebrew tradition, this is when we get the energy of both Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, now the day of judging the self and asking for forgiveness and looking for a new start is the Yom Kippur, and then the new year is where you have, actually in the old days, they forgave all debts, like literal debts, so that you could start a year with a fresh slate. And so Venus in Libra can bring those qualities into everyone, no matter what your cultural or, you know, personal leanings are. It is something to consider during the time that Venus is traveling through this sign. It's a beautiful energy if we use it. And we will have it with us until the 23rd of October. So you don't have to do it all in one day. You can process slowly. And what happens as we move on Thursday, I will probably be writing a lot more, by the way. Sometimes that happens with me because of the Astrolessons Facebook. And so that would be in probably Thursday's forecast if you want to look for that in Facebook. But I should also tell you that Venus in Libra is valuing the arts. Venus in Libra is a time where people maybe want to take relationships to the next level. There's a way to meet and connect with other types of significant partners, not just romantically. People can come to their agreements together and their work together as partners. And the Venus in Libra that loves the arts and beauty, we find that Venus will spend on these things, and particularly books, because Libra, in Spanish, Libro means book, and this is an air sign. Even though all the arts can be covered by this Libra and Venus here, but also particularly the written and the spoken. And so the intellectual creations are really favored by the Venus in Libra, but all beautification energy will be spent upon, right? So wherever you find a way to, if it's beautifying outside of the self or beautifying the self, that will be where the money goes. And because, you know, Venus is in the sign that rules sort of the lower back and the kidney region, you may be finding people interested in, you know, things, adornments for those areas, which could be a sort of sashes or belts or something like that. So, anyway, then I'll move along now. Thursday, the 29th, Moon in Scorpio, trine retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 1:03 p.m. is the strong psychic channel. And the review of messages received in the past that you may not have paid attention to, but you're ready, again, to examine. The Moon in Scorpio goes on to sextile retrograde Mercury in Virgo until 2:58 p.m. So with that information, you're looking at some of the more practical areas of life, of health, of work, and finance. And you're saying, what should I be shifting here? Then the Moon in Scorpio sextiles retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 5:20 p.m. And so that's more aligned with the outer world, career values, about what you think is the right way, and also looking at the structures that you have surrounded yourself with that you think are empowering you, and are they really, and what might you need to do about that? A void of course moon takes us through the rest of the evening in the Eastern time zone, and the moon enters Sagittarius at 12:03 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, you get the first aspect for Venus in Libra, and it's a sextile. Helpful opportunities. Moon in Sagittarius, sextile. Venus in Libra, 2:04 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday the 30th. So this reaching out, this expanding philosophy, is helpful in dialogues. Being open and willing to expand is helpful in relationship. So 2:04 a.m. is when it comes in. Some of us will be dreaming about it, and also we'll be dreaming about it as the moon in Sagittarius trines retrograde Jupiter in Aries until 5:38 a.m. Eastern of Adventures. This is where your dreams might be flying carpet rides, you know, interesting, exotic, and unusual and new territories, right? So, hopefully you remember some of them. They should be nice and very uplifting. And we follow that energy of uplifting, and we move into the moon in Sagittarius, sextile the sun in Libra, until 1:04 p.m. So this is where you can, in the outer world, start bringing some of that positive energy from the sextile to Venus, from the trine to Jupiter, into your relationships with people in the outer world, and bringing some ideas to an authority that may be amenable to listen to your ideas Friday the 30th until 1:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, the thing is, again, if those ideas have been in the works, it works with the Mercury retrograde. But one of the things that's happening is Friday is when the slowdown starts and the station takes place on Saturday of Mercury. So the mind is sort of, you know, getting a little bit less reliable, you know, and a lot of other people have that unreliability. I mean, it's an incredible thing, but, you know, having both the literal mind and Uranus, the intuitive mind retrograde, has been really causing difficulties. People have really been talking about that. And even with electronics and things like that, and those are the kinds of things that can be having more difficulty when Mercury slows down for the station and direct. So be aware of this as we start moving through Friday. We have Moon in Sagittarius going into a sextile to retrograde Saturn in Aquarius. That's helpful for like discussing and planning and plotting and going back over future plans and plans for trips and this and that, and groups and friends and all of that on Friday. 8:48 a.m. Saturday, the first day of October, that is when that aspect completes. And then, if you have to speak to other people, you could run into arguments. People wanting to pick it apart, because it's an opposition to Mars in Gemini, 11:03 a.m., followed by Venus in Libra's opposition to Jupiter. In Aries at 2:12 p.m., we have, you know, this imbalance. You know, maybe that argument threw you off, you know, and you want to compensate, but, you know, it's not easy and relationships don't feel so solid at this point in time. Meanwhile, the moon goes square Neptune until 4:45 p.m. Saturday, and these are very uncertain energies, and it even, unfortunately, the potential for meeting up with something that's contagious, and you don't have to think of only one thing. There are other things that can be problematic. So moon square Neptune in Pisces, if you're in, you know, out and about on the first, just what I say to people is be cautious. It won't hurt you if you're cautious, you know. And, you know, whatever you do as your protection. But also, sometimes we're in an idealistic mode. Moon in Sagittarius can be, you know, willing to expand where it shouldn't when it is being squared by the nebulous Neptune energy. But this is a time also where we get into this, particularly even the beginning after 8:48 a.m. on Saturday the 1st, where travel issues are difficult. They will be difficult. Things will happen. So just be aware of that. And it will continue because Moon in Sag is going to square stationary Mercury in Virgo until 5:46 p.m. That's why nobody seems to know what to do about it. Okay, like, what's wrong with you? It's your job. You're supposed to know how to. No, they can't. It's just not happening. But the Moon in Sag goes void, of course, after this 5:46 p.m. Eastern on Saturday the 1st. And now, finally, the horse can gallop in any direction it wants and enjoy itself as it does so, we hope, except just remember, nobody else is knowing that their mind isn't working, so you're the one who has to remember. Moon in Virgo. I'm looking at Virgo. I'm not seeing it. It's Moon in Capricorn, 3:38 a.m. on the 2nd, Sunday the 2nd. All right. This is the day. While Moon in Capricorn goes on to square Jupiter, Venus, and the Sun until 8:14 p.m., nobody wants your structured advice. Nobody thinks you're the head or the leader. Nobody looks at you as necessarily being in control or being the authority. So just realize that. But this is the day that Mercury goes direct in Virgo. That's what the Virgo's with me, you see. 5:07 a.m. Sunday the 2nd. Well, as you know, if you've been listening to me for long enough, you can do this forecast on your own. It's not going to be feeling like Mercury is direct, because it takes a while for Mercury to get back up to speed, even though it is direct, and that won't happen until the 8th of October. Okay, so people will say, I thought Mercury was direct. Well, it is, but it's like dragging itself along. And it will, as I said, on the 8th, get up to that daily speed. And then, looks like in this ephemeris, miraculously at midnight on the 11th of October, you get the re-entry of Mercury into Libra, the sign where it retrograded originally. And let's see, we go back to the retrograde, it is 8 degrees that it has to get to, which is going to happen on the 17th, 16th through 17th of October. And that's the time period where you will stop looking at things and getting new perspectives, all right? Because you are literally with a planet that is in a different place, even though it's going over degrees. Again, it's not in the same level. You know, we call it declination. It's how far from the equator are we? Are we on one side or the other of it? You know, the planet itself makes a loop-de-loop. So it's not in the same location, even though it's in the same degrees. So you are spending the time until the 17th of October getting your new ideas, you know, kind of in your head. So the real thrust of movement into the new, in my opinion, comes after that. It's not that you can't do anything. Yes, you can. You know, it's just that that's the mind. That's the where the mind is, still gathering information and new perception energies. Okay, that's what I want you to know. So just because it says direct on the second day of October, just know that it's still not up to speed, and don't go rushing forward in your decision making, your purchases, your, you know, just give it a few days for that at least. After 8:14 p.m. when the moon has squared the sun, one of the things that happens there is we enter the second quarter phase. And so now this is when we do want to start doing things that are going to help promote those goals that we set at a new moon, and we tried to plant some seeds during that week where we had challenges and also retrograde still Mercury. So now we have that desire to start, move forward. Let's fertilize these seeds a bit. And after 8:14 p.m., Moon in Capricorn is going to trine the retrograde Uranus and Taurus energy until 10:37 a.m. on Monday the 3rd. So we start to look at those potentials for change of structure that could help us as we move forward. Okay, so that is the week. And the following week, I'm telling you, we're coming out of the retrograde cycle. I mean, the big bugaboo, everybody, oh my God, the planets are all retrograde. And, you know, this is the kind of astrology that disturbs someone who's been doing it for over 40 years, 45 years. It happens every year, and it's the most natural thing. The cycles are natural. Not wanting the retrograde is like the people who don't want to ever have night. They just want to have day, you know. It just doesn't work that way. You're on this planet. Make the most of it, right? So the planet that goes direct the week of October 3rd is Pluto. And that's the day before we have our full moon in Aries. So you will start feeling more things going forward. Pluto goes direct on the day that Mercury gets up to speed. Isn't it a beautiful thing? Cycles are lovely. I love them. So we're even going to have some kind of a shift taking place as we move through October. Usually they tell me on this calendar, but they're not telling me. All right, forget I said anything. I'll get back to you on what I was going to tell you next time. So, wishing you the best with these energies. Remember that little dip of challenge, and look for those good days. If you want ease of movement, ease, even during your errands, yeah, you'll know when. And I'll say goodbye for now.